and welcome to Hey Art, What's Good? We are a podcast where we like to go around to cool art things and see what's good with them. My name is Alice.
And I'm Rosie.
And something we like to do here on Hey Art, What's Good? Is talk about what is good with us, something cool or nice that's happening in our lives. Yeah. So Rosie, what is good with you?
Something really little. I'm very enjoying. I'm not sure that's the sentence I was trying to say. Still warming up.
We'll find out.
I'm really enjoying wearing glitter.
Yeah, I've noticed glitter. Been doing that a lot. It's great.
Oh, my eyes and general face. Maybe body one day, who knows?
Ooh.
But it's fab. It's just fun. I don't wear much makeup ever. So it'll just be like brows, mascara, and then glitter.
Yeah.
Because I'm just bored and I want to like make my life more exciting in the little things.
Oh, there you go.
So yeah, that's what's good with me.
Oh, and it's very good because as you were laughing very lovelyly just there, you had lots of your nice shiny colourful bits of glitter all glittering in the light.
I'm like shaking my head. Oh yeah, so they catch, get every angle. What about you, Alice? What's good with you?
Not glitter, unfortunately. Don't have that in my life right now. But something that is about to happen in my life, segue maybe, is I'm joining a new D&D group. So that's cool.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
With who? Do I know anyone?
I think so. It's the one that John does.
With his work friends?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I think so. Oh.
So, yeah.
Have the most fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you having a new character or the old character?
No, I'm using my old character. So if dear listeners, cast your mind back to a throwaway sentence I said about enjoying D&D. When me and Rosie and our friends did it, we stopped doing that, but I really like my character, so I'm keeping her because it's like an elf rogue, and that's pretty much who I make and play anytime I replay Skyrim. I just can't help it, they're just the best.
That's who you are. It does suit you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah,
so yeah, want to keep her going, so I'm looking forward to that. Should be good.
Perfect. Can't wait to hear about all the adventures she goes on.
Oh, there you go. Do you know what I can't wait to hear about?
What's that?
Your experience at the Middlesbrough Art Weekender.
That's right, that's what we're here to tell you all about.
Yeah, if you remember last week I said that was part one and then this week is part two.
Welcome.
So it makes sense, we do keep our promises here on High Art, What's Good,
when we remember
most of the time. So little asterisk after that sentence.
We always keep our secrets when we remember.
Secrets.
Wait, yeah, that too.
I've got many secrets
and promises. I'm also going to apologize because I'm not very well today. So this might be why I'm already disastrous. And I'm just about to try and tell you a story.
Okay,
and I might be a bit sniffly. So I apologize if that's not like the best thing to listen to. But if you, cast your mind back to a week ago, Alice and Amy had this lovely episode that came out all about the Middlesbrough Art Weekender, which I very much enjoyed listening to. So that was nice.
Nice.
Like listening to not my own voice for once. And as you know, if you listen to that, I exhibited at the Weekender. And I kind of didn't know I was going to. Like, it just kind of all fell into place because I really wanted to exhibit with Hun ever since I knew who Hun was. Hun is run by Holly Galloway and Kat Mudd, and it's based in Middlesbrough, and its whole purpose is to like celebrate female northern artists in the northeast, specifically based in like they kind of host one night only
like art parties.
Yeah, and then they have like a publication to go alongside that, but this wasn't a one night only, this was through the whole weekend. Ooh. Because it was for the Weekender, so it was like the best one to be a part of. So I actually applied to Hun, and then just because of the 1 hour and like just because of the way it worked out,
managed to do it for the whole weekend. Nice.
Amazing
one.
And I'm so happy to have been part of it because it was so cool. But also it was really, really hard.
Yeah.
So I really want to tell you, I'm going to kind of tell you a bit of a story time kind of thing. And which I don't normally do because I'm quite dyslexic and dyspraxic, which makes it quite hard to tell stories, but I'm going to do my best because through no fault of anyone, the universe just stacked up against me. So if anyone follows me on Instagram at Rosie the Artist, I was doing this huge piece for my burnout series, which is just like broken matchsticks to like do a thing. Check it out. I'm going to tell you how big it was. The finished product was 1.5 meters by 3.18
meters. 3.18 meters. That's far too big. That's nearly twice the size of me ish.
That's yeah. It's like kind of two of me almost.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah, because I'm shorter than you, so that kind of felt like me. Yeah.
There's maths in there somewhere.
So the plan was there are two things in play here. One of them was the art side of things, and then one of them is just my life. And this is the eternal struggle. So the art plan, I'm going to tell you the initial plan and then I'm going to tell you what happened. And this is what this episode's going to be. So buckle up.
Okay.
And then I'm going to tell you like the good things about the Middlesbrough Art Weekender, because there were so many. But like a little insight into like being part of a show when things don't go to plan and how it all works out in the end.
Yeah, there we go.
So
love a happy ending here.
Tuesday the 24th of September. Yeah, it was September.
Yes, that was the month that just happened.
I barely know where I am right now because I'm so tired. Why am I tired? Let's find out. So I was meant to drop off my work in the evening of Tuesday the 24th. Couldn't do that because Mum's car had
trouble.
So it's like we're only a day behind. That's fine. And we got the car sorted out, which was also good because we were meant to be, me and Mum, going on like a road trip.
Yeah.
So we were going to go on the Tuesday, drop my work off, and then like go to like Scarborough, or I think we ended up going to like Whitby for the night, and then the next night stayed in Scarborough. Lovely. It was just going to be a little getaway. Just
it sounds like it would have been just adorable.
It would have been adorable. And it was adorable.
Yeah.
Because it was like me and Mum driving around still having like an art time. So it was all fine. We ended up having a great time, but not off to a great start. Then, 25th, because I just like emailed the girls from Hearn and they were lovely. And I want to say like none of this was there, like they're doing it all. It's just the universe. But so just let them know, I can't make it today. I'll come tomorrow, set it up. Everything will be fine. That was absolutely okay because there was another artist that couldn't go. These things happen. Next day comes along. Everything's going to be okay, right? Except it's not going to be okay because I was amazed by the spot I got given in the show. So in base camp, like it's a bar, which is I was very excited about because I wanted to have an art party in a cool space, and it is a cool space.
It was very eclectic and just fun.
It is, yeah. And I want to talk about the night as well, so that's the kind of payoff for this story.
Okay.
But it's the build up. It was the journey, not the destination, that was like, oh. No, it was all like you show up and they'd left like a little spot for where my work would be, and they were just like there were some rules we had to follow, so to use command strips that don't like mark the wall and things like that, and just, you know, install yourself basically because it's a bit of a DIY effort, which I'm totally into. My work was going to go behind the bar, which was going to be so cool because it was like pride of place. However, because it was behind the bar, there was a bar in the way.
What?
Right? So maybe if there'd been more people there, or maybe if, you know, you can go maybe ifs all the time, but there was just no way it was going up. There was no way. So we couldn't, like, even just figuring out where the command strips were going to go on the wall versus where the bulldog clips were going to go on the top of the paper, and then making sure it was high enough. I hadn't factored in not being able to reach the top of the artwork. That was the downfall, ultimately. So I think after a couple of hours, we were defeated. So we drive away. We come back 24 hours later, which is like the night of the opening night.
Yeah.
And which was pretty sick because I think base camp was going to be, or it was, the official after party of the opening night. So the whole weekender opened on the Thursday night. And so like everyone who was like, you know, all the people from like the Memer or like Pineapple Black and like everyone, like the Creative Factory, all did their stuff, had their openings, and then came together at base camp whilst all the Hun stuff was set up, even though Hun was on the Friday.
Oh, got you.
And then ran through the weekend. So I had to get it done. I just had no choice. I got there a little bit. I think we got there on the the Thursday at like midday,
mm-hmm.
and we just couldn't fail. Like, failure was not an option. I went within half an hour. I'm pretty sure I was crying. Like, I had no idea what to do.
Oh man!
Like, this is so emotional, and I need to thank Basecamp. And hang on, I should have checked this earlier. Because I've made new friends. I've officially made new friends. I couldn't have done it without the help of, firstly, my mum,
mm-hmm.
who would like just basically looked after me the whole time. Because I was emotionally, like, imagine me like a sim. And my like emotional little bar that you have to look after was only depleting.
It's like the happiness bar was just down.
Yeah. So even though everything else is fine.
Yeah.
Like, I was fed and watered and somewhat rested. Because bear in mind, I'd just spent, like, the past, like, 3 days before this, we were at Berwick,
mm-hmm.
and I was only half finished then.
Yeah,
so then I had, like, 2 days to finish the artwork, which I did.
You did. Well
and
done.
And then the hard bit started. That's not how it's going to go. The hard bit was going to be done.
You thought.
Yeah. Oh, God. So I don't want to like monologue too long, but I just want to like go a bit into the behind the scenes of like how nerve-wracking, I guess, it is to just like to exhibit, and it's not necessarily in the way you think it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I've just found the names here because I wrote a little thing on my Instagram about it to thank them. But I also want to thank Carmel and Gordon, who run Basecamp.
Oh, okay.
Because they obviously were like letting me in the building and stuff. But they were just like full of ideas, and they let me do whatever I want. And they were just like, I mean, I was crying.
Yeah.
But like I got to know, just like cups of tea and like hugs and little things and like nice words, and it goes a long way. So I was in like a really emotionally vulnerable place, and they were just the nicest people. And then there's also a bartender at Basecamp called Sam, and he's called Sam Bennison, and I think that's how you pronounce his name, but he's a photographer, so I'll give him a shout out here. But he was also just the nicest, and he was really like hands-on, like trying to like help me like put it up, and then like just their creative influence and creative input was amazing, and I couldn't have done it without them. So
that's always nice. Good. I mean, we've said it before and we'll definitely say it again, aren't people just lovely?
Yeah,
simply lovely.
Also, Creative Factory Gordon,
I don't know,
I feel like I'm gonna be really annoyed if that's not his name, because maybe I just think he looks like a Gordon then.
Maybe.
Basically, the man who is Creative Factory Middlesbrough.
It's Gordon, Creative Factory Middlesbrough, then surname.
Yeah. And I'm so sorry if that's not your name. And I was just in a mess that day. But I met him, and not only was he lovely, and he was like, I listened to the podcast, it's lovely and really good. He then also started helping me.
Aww.
Like trying to put it on the wall when it wasn't working. So everyone was so nice. And we specifically talk about people in Middlesbrough being really friendly and like generally just good company, but my God,
haven't met a not friendly one yet.
Yeah, so it was all okay in the end.
Yes,
that's the main thing.
That's the takeaway.
There was all these cool people, and it was a cool place and a cool happening, and it was, you know, so even though it didn't feel like it was gonna work, there was no way it wasn't gonna work. I just had to have blind faith, which I did, and then it all came together, because then I figured out something else, which was even better in the end, because I think like it had its downfalls, but I liked where it ended up, because I wanted people to get like ended up in its own room and on the floor instead, which was really cool, because people could go in and actually like get up close to it, which they wouldn't have been able to do.
It was behind the bar.
Yes. So, and if I'd like not been given the behind the bar option, and that was the initial place it was going to be, I would have been like, hell yeah, that's awesome. So like, it was just an absolute journey to get there. And that might have been the hardest few days of my life. And I think I saw one of the girls from Hun on Instagram, like, say that, like, you know, I don't know how I made it to this weekend. And I'm like, I think we're all in it together. Because
yeah.
So, I honestly don't know how I made it. But I got there for the Friday night. I wasn't even going to go initially.
All right.
But I was like, after all of this, I have to go.
It's like, you deserve a party at this point.
Absolutely. Lots of gin. So that's what I did. Went just on the train with my boyfriend. And he's not an arts person, but he like went to like support me, and we ended up having a fab time.
Oh, because lovely.
Hun, the night itself was also, so it was I think also something else called Amped, A-M-P-T, yeah, which is like music, and it was all, I don't know if the whole show, I want to say the whole show was like about kind of mental well-being and stuff.
Okay, that sounds
I might
cool.
be wrong, but I got like, maybe that's just how I was reading it.
Maybe.
I don't know. Or I actually read it somewhere. Those are the options. But I'm getting those, like, I don't know why I want to say that, but because my work certainly is about mental well-being.
Mm-hmm.
But there was live, I missed one of the live performances.
How dare you?
I know, it was shocking. But
I missed all of them because I simply wasn't there. So,
but it sounded really cool. It sounded like a girl from, it's, I think she's from Newcastle, so maybe I should try and catch her.
Oh,
the next time she's around. I think she does a lot of stuff for like loop machines and stuff.
Ooh.
So I was gutted to miss that. But
sounds
then
cool.
Then there was a band which was like 8 people or something ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And that was great because I love bands with loads of instruments. And then there was like a like kind of like a female rock duo.
Nice.
That was class. And then they had like a wheel that people would spin. No, yeah, like a wheel to spin to tell them what to do.
Oh yeah, I remember you guys were telling me about that.
Yeah, and that was a laugh because they were great. Mm. But like the wheel kept landing on the same like few ones. So we heard the same songs I think we heard one song 4 times.
Amazing.
But just lucky it was a good song.
Hey, well there you go.
But generally, Hun is fab, and Base Camp was great. So just really good to be a part of, and all worth it in the end.
And oh, lovely.
It wasn't good at the time. Mm-hmm, it wasn't anywhere near good, but now that's what's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's like the gift of
hindsight.
Like hindsight, retrospection,
yeah,
all those words.
Reflection.
Indeed.
God, so I really need to vent, and I think I was like when I'd finished, I was like, I'm going to record this because I want to remember.
And now you shall.
Now
as
I want
will
you all
the
to
world.
Know. I want you to know. But no, it was worth it.
But it's one of those things. Like, I love, like, obviously when you go see an exhibition places, like especially like in more kind of like white cubey spaces, like, oh wow, like so perfect, so curated. I bet this was all done in perfect amounts of time and that everything went according to plan, because it sure looks like it now. But yeah, everything's a process.
Oh, that's actually something that just reminded me of something I want to say. Right, loads of people apparently were asking where I got that piece printed.
Oh, hell no, dude.
I was like, oh no, I drew it. Like, Dad, no, I want you to know that I drew it. Like, I'm still emotional about this. On one side, it's like, thank you so much, what a compliment, you think it's like a digital image. Mm-hmm. But on the like other hand, it's not. And mm-hmm. I like bled and cried over this. please identify how long it took me. But it's all fun and games. It's all fun. Yeah, so thank you for listening.
Yeah, there you go.
And turn the mood.
Okay.
I want to talk about how joyful it was to take my boyfriend round the weekend, the Middlesbrough Art Weekender, because he does not like art. Mm-hmm. Well, it's okay, he doesn't not like art, but art's not his thing.
Yeah.
He's like a computer kind of person. Mm-hmm. He like prefers like a digital experience.
Yeah.
But he's open to stuff, so it's nice, like when you go to things, you're like, be receptive
yeah
to them,
oh, well
but...
I remember once it was me, you and Jacob went to Abject Gallery to check out a couple of shows.
Yeah.
And it was fun because me and you were like half cut.
Oh yeah.
And yabbered on about art, and it's like, oh, that sounds interesting. I was like,
that was fun.
It's like, does it?
And then, oh yeah, because that's when we had, was it wasn't carrot and coriander, it was carrot and ginger soup.
Oh, it was bloody lovely.
Because it came with a slice of orange in it.
It did.
And I make that now.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, so if you want it again.
Yes, please.
What is it? Apparently it's good for one of your chakras. I don't know which one, though.
I don't know how many you have, so...
7?
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's true, but it feels true.
Sure, okay.
One of the chakras is telling me that's true.
Oh, well, sorted then. Sorted.
This is a playful conversation. What else is playful? Forced segue there.
Is it the big ball thing?
It was the big ball thing.
Yeah. Ada?
Ada?
Ada. Ada.
I want to say Ada. It's A-D-A, all capitals. Ada.
I mean, I would say so. It also sounds like an artificial intelligence name, because I assume it is on something I've seen somewhere in the world.
It is very sci-fi. And I was buzzing about this because I'm so sure I learned about this at uni. And now everyone, when I've said that to people, they've been like, whoa, really? And enough people have asked me now, whoa, really, that I don't know.
I feel so you would have, because I'm sure I read somewhere that it's like 8 or 9 years old, so
yeah,
it's within the realm of possibility that you would have, because it would have existed.
Yes. Well, I learned about it, so I was so excited to get to see it, because I thought it was going to be one of those things that's only shown in like the Tate or something.
Mm-hmm.
Ada's great. Ada is essentially, did we talk about it in the last episode?
No, me and Amy briefly popped in, but I think I forgot that we did that, so we didn't even mention it.
This was possibly my favourite, because I had a totally different experience to you guys, because you guys went with a plan. Mm-hmm. As I said, I didn't even know I was going.
Well, there you go.
So I only went for Hun, and then it was, well, everything else is just a bonus.
So went for Hun, stayed for the Weekender. But Weekend in brackets AR, because you stayed a night.
Yeah.
It works. I like a pun.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
I'm going to put that on like the Instagram or something.
Yes.
But Ada, with someone who doesn't like art,
mm-hmm.
best thing. Because, just good for like kids, good for people that like don't think they like this sort of thing. But it's the perfect example of play, and adults playing, and art being a means of play. Because it's essentially a huge, is it filled with helium?
It must be. It's filled with something that's lighter than air.
Yeah.
Because it floats about when you hit it. But then it does come back down.
So can helium. Like, if it's not a lot.
No, girl, you're right.
So, massive see-through, like, plastic ball with loads of, like, thick things of, like, I don't know what they'd be called.
I was going to say, what?
They're not, I always thought graphite, but then handling it, I was like, charcoal?
I would have assumed charcoal, just based on the sheer mess that you and Jacob were.
Yes. Well, this was it, yeah. So it's this massive ball and it's filled with helium, so it kind of floats and bounces about. And it's in a white cube space, but it's not. So let me explain. It's in the town hall, which was this beautiful Victorian. It looks industrial revolution. Yeah, it's like big and important and quite pretty. But then in this main hall kind of space was a white cube that actually inserted like a canvas white cube. And Ada would like draw on the white space so that if this was going, which it originally did, for longer than a weekend, the space starts off pure white and untouched and ends completely black, except for the corners where
a circle can't go.
Yeah.
Sorry, sphere.
Awesome. So much fun. I've got a video. It's going on social media. You'll see it. Hey Art, What's Good on Instagram. And if you can put it on Twitter, is that a thing?
I can do that.
How much do I know about Twitter? Nothing. And go, yeah, as I say, like, because it's not a traditional art object, like, you can touch it, you're encouraged to touch it.
Yeah.
And it was just really fun. And it makes a mess. It makes a mess on your hands. And, like, we had it on our faces and stuff. And we were there for ages. And I saw on social media there was, like, performances with the artwork or in that space. Or, you know, so it was kind of... so it wasn't just a sculpture, it was almost like a drawing as well, and a performance.
Yeah, and like a prop for other performances.
Yeah.
Well, I'm imagining when you say there was performances with that, because I didn't see any and I didn't know there was until just now. I'm imagining like oldie-timey, like seals in a circus or something, a seal's got like a beach ball. Imagine that, like a person like doing like a bike thingy in the air, but with the Ada on top. Also, Ada's huge. Like, this thing is what, Ada's like 10 foot in diameter.
Someone said it was kind of like a, what's that ball you get in?
I was literally just trying to think of what that's called. I don't know what it is, but it's, imagine, you know, them like gerbil balls for humans. It's like them, but with tons of sticks of charcoal on the outside.
Zorbing.
Yes. That is it. That's it. And I know it's that because me and Ellie were joking about that on the phone the other day.
I said that like it wasn't a word.
To be fair, it's barely a word.
Yeah.
It's barely a word.
No words are real.
I mean, that's true. But what else did you go see?
Well,
did you see anything? Oh, because you said you listened to the episode me and Amy did. Have you seen anything else that me and Amy didn't see?
Yes, but it wasn't anything to do with The Weeknder.
Oh.
So we didn't, I don't think we saw anything art-wise that you didn't see. So we also went to, I popped into the Mima. The main space wasn't open, but I just wanted to like show the boy.
Yeah.
Like, I work with these guys sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is where I like to spend my time. Mm-hmm. I took him to the thing in the station.
Yes. Dawn Felicia Knox's. Yes. It's got three words in it. One of them's inhale, exhale or something. I can't remember the rest of them.
Basically awesome plants.
Mm-hmm.
Clean air, love that stuff. And I learned things because I actually, since seeing it the first time, now have a lot of those plants.
Oh, do you?
So now I know what to do and what, and I want to do a little bit more research. So thank you.
That's so cool.
And we didn't go to the auxiliary, which I'm really gutted about.
Oh man, dude, it was cool.
But we went to Pineapple Black and The Art of Being Queer and bought a bag which said,
oh, did you?
I'm a Cupid stunt.
Yes. Love it.
Don't get drunk and say that five times fast. but what we did see is, because I'm really sure we were on the same last train home.
Really?
Very, very sure.
And mate, just different carriages, I assume.
Yes. So... And the reason I think this is because I saw like Amy's story or something, but we had to choose between going to the auxiliary or going to platform A, and we chose platform A because firstly, it's in the platform, so while we're waiting for our train, see some art. But also there was a chance we could run into Michaela, which happened, and she was just about to leave, so her boyfriend was like in the pub or something, so she's like, oh, we'll come for a drink with us and we'll get the train together. But that then meant that she locked up the gallery and took us round the back. So we went to go see like all the offices and like I'm not gonna lie, I poked my head through some of the studio spaces.
I mean,
stuff.
It's always nice to have a look in it.
So I guess I saw the behind the scenes of Platform A Gallery.
Because it's also like
a studio.
Yeah, Platform A Studios is like, I think that's a thing that preceded the gallery. I'm not too sure, but I'm pretty sure it is.
Which is awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. So not quite anything else artsy, but yeah.
Kind of is.
Yeah.
And I'll take it.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty much it.
All right.
I got out what I needed to say.
Yes.
This has been therapy. And it's been completely like self-indulgent, but thank you.
I mean,
I don't know how like interesting it's going to be for people.
I think it's interesting. Like, I didn't know all this stuff. At the very least, you just told me a story that I didn't already know. So.
Oh, good. Well, it's just like...
And this is our podcast, so we can do what we want.
It's about us. Us and only us. No, but just want people to know a little bit about the behind the scenes.
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to know as well, because I mean, a lot of people who listen to this podcast, I imagine, are already artists or aspiring artists. And it's always just nice to know, like, I just even just think, like, the mundane things. Like, I always love that. Like, when I've worked on a film festival a few times, it's, like, ultimately not that super different to some other events jobs. But I'm like, oh, it's nice to know, like, that this happened specifically. And it's, like, boring admin stuff, but it's
well,
nice.
Could it be, like, you know, that one man's trash is another's treasure?
Yeah, that's
one
an analogy.
One man's boring is another man's interesting.
Yes.
And that could either mean you have a really boring life or a super interesting one and there's no in between.
Or you've got really low or really high standards.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You tell us.
Could be both.
In fact, get in touch. No, but really get in touch.
Yeah, no, please do.
We are on social media at Instagram and Twitter at heyartwhatsgood.
And you can shoot me an email, heyartwhatsgood@gmail.com, or use the contact form on the website, heyartwhatsgood.com.
Yeah.
Which is where we upload these episodes and have all the notes and linky links and stuff like that.
And I don't know if we mention enough, but we're on like Spotify, Instagram, SoundCloud, all the rest. I don't know.
Basically, anywhere you would listen to a podcast just normally, I'm fairly certain that we'll be on it.
Hello.
Also, we never ask this, but leave a review maybe?
Yeah. Or like give us some amount of stars. Preferably more than
rating
less.
Review. We like 5 stars,
subscribe,
but you know.
Subscribe? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
cool, do those things.
We sound super sure about it.
So if I sound frazzled, now you know. Yeah. Like, you know why I'm tired, you know why I'm ill.
Yep.
Because do you know what I'm looking forward to? Because anyone who doesn't know, we like to like wrap up these episodes by talking about things that we're looking forward to.
Yes, we do that.
Kind of, you know, this is Hey Art, what's good? We start off with something good and we end with something good. Mm-hmm. Well, is it good? I'm going to turn it into a good thing.
Okay.
I have another exhibition coming up.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of weeks.
Is it another 3 meter long thingamabobby?
No, but if everything goes tits up, I'll just exhibit that again.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Because for whatever reason, I want to make some sculptures.
Yay.
Have I made sculptures before? Not in 5 years.
Hey.
But, you know, I love learning.
I mean, art's like a bike. You never really forget how to do it.
Yeah. Let's hope. But yes, we'll see where this goes. So I'm exhibiting during Connie Arts Festival in concert.
It is the week after this episode comes out. Ooh. It's on for a good few days, so go check it out.
Yeah, man.
You can get a bus straight from Newcastle, like the Eldon Square bus station. It might take a while, but you can do it.
It's a nice day trip.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, just like, it's nice to go travel and with the kind of guarantee of there will be art to see. So
that is nice.
You know, you're not just going for the day like, oh, I'll go and have some lunch and then come home. It's like, no, like, there's loads to see.
No, dude.
And I'm excited because I don't know if, like, I don't know when I'm ever going to go to a concert otherwise. Yeah. So I'm like, I want to know what's there and what's good. And I got a tip on a place to get good quiche.
Ooh.
So that's maybe where I can go for lunch.
Well, something that the Hey Art What's Good gang loves is quiche.
Bloody love quiche. Quiche is like the food I would eat if I couldn't have any other food.
It's kind of like pizza in that respect because you can do a lot with quiche.
Yeah.
But I guess it's kind of like an eggy pizza, if you will.
Oh,
put that in the box. Yeah. Quiche, it's an egg pizza.
Bye.
Trademark Alice.
Imagine that was the last thing. Just hand cut.
It would work so well and I would do it. However, I haven't done my what I'm looking forward to yet.
No.
So I'm so sorry, but
gutted.
I know. We've got a format here and we like to stick to it.
Right, so what's good then?
Well, I don't know if it's as good as eggy pizza, but
nothing is.
The Saturday this comes out, Saturday the 12th of October, I think. Is Unmellow Collective have an exhibition, first exhibition maybe. They're this newish collective of artists in the Newcastle area, and it's like an illustration-y type people, I want to say. And I think this exhibition is like reimagined in movie posters, something like that. It sounds really cool, and it's in a really nice cafe in Gateshead called Arch 16, and it's at nighttime, so Rosie can go after work.
Yeah,
perfect. Cool.
Okie dokie.
And on that okie dokie. To be fair, that would also be a great place to cut. I'm not, because I want this to be in it, so
it's all unraveled.
It really has. And on that note, as we end most episodes, are going to end it there after the ridiculousness. So thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye
bye.